Hey everyone, welcome in.
Today we're going to dive deep into how to make your 20s count. And not just count, like really thrive.
We've got some awesome advice from this self-made entrepreneur who's been exactly where you are now.
Like, they totally get that it's this exciting,
but also it's kind of overwhelming time, right?
Right.
So how do you actually build a fulfilling career and life you're stoked about?
Let's find out.
The first thing that jumps out from their story is their take on college.
They're not afraid to say it.
That whole, it's the only path to success thing.
Yeah, not so much anymore.
Yeah.
And they're speaking from experience here.
They even tried those pricey trade schools.
The ones that promise you the world.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't quite pan out the way they advertised.
And that's a story for another time.
Right, right.
But
it makes you think.
It's fascinating how much that resonates with what we're seeing across the board.
Right.
College costs are through the roof, but are those degrees translating into jobs that'll actually let you pay off those loans?
The job market's all about what you can do, those in-demand skills, not just a piece of paper.
Right. And they're all about giving you options.
They talk about platforms like Coursera and Udemy, where you can learn super specific skills.
Coding, digital marketing, you name it.
Without the insane price tag. Mm. But here's where it gets even cooler.
They're also huge fans of totally free e-resources like YouTube and TikTok.
Think about it. You can leverage those algorithms everyone complains about to actually find niche experts and learn almost anything these days.
Talk about a shortcut.
It's brilliant for sure.
But you do have to be careful. Not all online content is created equal, right?
Okay.
With free resources, it's even more important to check those credentials.
Look for creators who've got that proven track record. Maybe they've published work, have a solid following, things like that.
And don't just take one source's gospel.
Cross-reference and make sure it's legit.
That'll save you from those get-rich-quick schemes and rabbit holes.
Love that.
It's like become an information detective.
Which, honestly, is a skill in itself these days.
Right.
Okay, let's get real about another big one, money.
Our entrepreneur today is all about that financial freedom.
And they've got some bold advice. They're not afraid to say.
Hey, if you can swing it, living with your parents or finding a super affordable living situation in those early 20s can be a game changer.
Yeah, you know, not the glamorous Sex and the City dream.
But think about the possibilities.
It's all about opportunity cost.
What could you accomplish if you weren't shelling out a fortune for rent every month? Think of it this way. That year of city living rent could be a down payment on an investment property.
Suddenly you're building equity instead of just lining someone else's pockets. That's powerful stuff when you're just starting out.
And they walk the walk too. They're big on DIY.
Even bought a fixer-upper house and learned to do those renovations themselves.
Imagine the skills you'd pick up, the money you'd save, not to mention the bragging rights.
Right. That whole DIY approach builds serious resourcefulness.
You're not just learning to fix a sink, you're becoming a problem solver. And that translates to any career path.
Employers love someone who can think on their feet and handle things independently. Plus, think of the confidence boost you get when you master something new that's priceless.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're talking valuable skills.
And this entrepreneur gets pretty real about future-proofing your career.
Like, straight up, AI is changing the game.
And we need to be ready.
Yes.
But instead of freaking out, they're all about getting proactive.
They break down these in-demand fields like digital marketing, web development, coding.
And even if you don't want to be, say, a full-on programmer, having even a basic understanding of these things is huge, right?
Absolutely. Think about it.
Digital marketing is reaching people where they're actually spending their time online.
And web development. Yeah. You're basically building the digital storefronts and experiences of the future.
It's like,
what? You don't need to be the chef to appreciate a good meal.
But knowing a little something about the ingredients makes you a more informed diner.
Right.
And speaking of which, coding.
They're adamant about learning the basics, even if you don't want to be the one writing code all day.
What's the magic there?
It's like unlocking a new way of thinking.
Coding teaches you to break down big, messy problems into those bite-sized, solvable steps. That's computational thinking, and it's crazy valuable no matter what field you're in.
Plus, even a little coding knowledge makes you a better communicator with the tech teams, who are increasingly part of every industry. You'll be speaking their language.
And it's not just about understanding the tech itself.
It's about how you position yourself in this evolving landscape.
And that's where our entrepreneur's advice on personal branding comes in.
Okay, yes. Personal branding.
It's one of those things that can feel kind of icky, like,
do I really need to be blasting myself out there all the time?
Right.
But they make it feel way more approachable.
Right. It's not about being a Kardashian.
It's about being discoverable. Think of it like this.
If someone Googles you, what comes up?
Okay.
Is it clear what you're all about, what you bring to the table?
That's your personal brand.
And they're big fans of using platforms like...
You guessed it, TikTok.
Right.
Again, super relevant to anyone in their 20s.
But it's not just about making dance videos. It's about showcasing what makes you you.
Exactly. People connect with passion and authenticity.
Think about the people you follow online.
Right.
It's not just their resume that draws you in. It's their personality, their story.
That's what makes them memorable.
And our entrepreneur has a great story about how this whole TikTok thing actually led to a pretty cool opportunity for them.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
They love to cook, right?
Okay.
And they started sharing these super casual cooking videos on TikTok.
Nothing fancy, just real food, real life.
Well, one of those videos, a really simple pasta dish, totally blew up.
Okay, now I'm invested. What happened?
Whoa.
A food blogger, like a legit one with a huge following...
Stumbles across this video and loves the vibe.
Reaches out to our entrepreneur... And they end up collaborating on a whole series of recipe videos together.
Wow, that's amazing. Proof that you never know who's watching.
And how even a casual passion project can turn into something bigger.
Totally. And it highlights the power of consistency and authenticity.
They weren't trying to be someone. They're not.
Right.
They were just sharing something they loved.
But at risk.
Dinner.
I love that.
Okay, so we talked about online learning, future-proof skills, and now personal branding. What else is in this entrepreneur's playbook for crushing it in your 20s?
Well, they're all about hands-on experience.
Okay.
And not just talking about traditional internships here.
Ooh, I like where this is going. So what, like...
Side hustles? Passion projects.
Exactly.
They're huge proponents of getting your hands dirty, trying things out in the real world.
Even if it's just volunteering for a project that uses your skills in a new way.
Or taking on a freelance gig that stretches you.
And I bet they'd say...
Document that journey, right. Share those experiences online. Build a portfolio that shows, not just tells, what you're capable of.
100%.
They actually suggest taking it a step further.
Create content around what you're learning.
Okay.
If you're teaching yourself web design, for example.
Build a simple website and document the process online. Share those little wins and even the setbacks.
It's like building your resume in public. And it shows initiative, which is something every employer loves to see.
Plus, you never know who might stumble across your work and say, hey, this person gets it.
Right. And that ties into another big theme. They emphasize mentorship.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Finding those guides, those people who've walked the path before you.
And can offer valuable advice.
Yeah.
But how do you actually find these mentors?
Especially when you're just starting out.
They have some really tactical advice for this.
Okay.
One thing they emphasize is the importance of providing value first.
Don't just cold email someone asking for favors or advice right off the bat.
Right. That just screams...
What can you do for me?
Not exactly the best first impression.
Instead.
Engage with their work genuinely. Leave thoughtful comments on their blog posts. Share their articles on social media.
Maybe even offer to help with a project they're working on if you can.
Show them you're invested in what they're doing.
So it's about building that connection, showing that you're not just there to take...
But to contribute.
Exactly.
And once you've established that rapport...
You're in a much better position to ask for guidance or mentorship.
People are more likely to invest in someone who's already shown they're serious about learning and growing.
This is gold. And it makes me think about our own dynamic here.
We're taking this entrepreneur's insights, adding our own experiences and perspectives.
And hopefully giving you, our listener, something valuable to take away.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about action.
Knowledge is great, but it's what you do with it that really matters.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick pause here.
But don't go anywhere. In the final part of our deep dive, we'll be exploring how to navigate the inevitable ups and downs of your 20s.
Embrace those failures as learning opportunities.
And stay true to yourself amidst all the noise.
We'll be right back.
And we're back for the final part of our deep dive into totally rocking your 20s.
We've covered a ton of ground already, from those alternative learning paths to building a personal brand that lights you up.
But let's get real for a sec.
Okay.
It's not always going to be smooth sailing, right?
So true.
And our entrepreneur today is the first to admit that they actually talk about a time in their 20s when they felt totally lost, like they were striking out on every front.
Oh, man.
I think we've all been there at some point.
It's that whole...
Wait, what am I even doing with my life?
Exactly. They were juggling multiple part-time gigs, had just totally bombed a job interview for something they really wanted, and were starting to doubt everything.
Oof, that's rough.
Been there, cringed at that.
It's like the universe's way of saying,
nope, not yet.
Right.
But here's where their perspective really shifts.
Okay.
They realized that those moments we perceive as failures,
yeah,
those detours and setbacks,
they're actually essential to growth.
They even have this great line about it being like,
paying tuition in the school of life.
Yes.
I love that so much.
It's so spot on, though.
Those moments of struggle.
Of feeling lost. Yeah. They often push us in directions we never would have considered otherwise.
Okay.
And that's where the real magic happens.
Okay. Spill the tea.
Did our entrepreneur have one of those aha moments that came out of a rough patch? Totally.
Remember how we talked about automation earlier?
Yeah.
How it's becoming such a sought-after skill?
Yeah, totally. It's like the secret sauce for anyone who wants to work smarter, not harder.
Well, get this.
Our entrepreneur discovered their passion for automation during that period of feeling lost.
Oh, wait.
They were feeling super burnt out and uninspired by their then job.
So they started taking online courses in their free time just to explore new interests.
Okay.
I'm sensing a plot twist here.
Right.
And they stumble across this course on, drumroll, please, automation.
What?
They dove headfirst into learning everything they could about it.
Started experimenting with building their own tools, and bam, I just clicked.
Wow.
Amazing.
They had found their thing.
I love that. Talk about turning a perceived failure into a launching pad for something amazing. And that's the message they want to share with anyone in their 20s.
Don't be afraid to try things, even if you're not sure where they'll lead.
Embrace the uncertainty, because you never know what hidden talents or passions you might uncover.
Okay, but how do you actually do that?
When it feels like everyone else has it figured out. Asking for a friend, of course.
Our entrepreneur actually uses this great analogy.
Okay.
They compare building a career nowadays to navigating by the stars versus using GPS.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Break it down for us.
So in the past, you might have picked your career path early on.
And just followed it linearly, like using the stars for navigation.
Right.
Fixed and predictable.
The whole climb the corporate ladder mentality.
Exactly.
But with technology evolving so quickly.
And the job market constantly shifting, that approach just doesn't cut it anymore.
It's like trying to sail across an ocean with an outdated map.
You need to adjust your course as you go.
Exactly.
And that's where the GPS analogy comes in.
Today, you need to be constantly learning, picking up new skills,
right,
being open to opportunities, even if they weren't part of the original plan.
Because who knows? That unexpected detour might just lead to your dream destination, right?
100%.
And that brings us to one last piece of wisdom from our entrepreneur.
Okay.
Stay true to yourself amidst all the noise.
Ooh.
It's easy to get caught up in comparing ourselves to others, especially with social media.
And feel like we're not doing enough or being enough.
Ugh, the comparison trap, it's real.
But here's the thing.
Your unique perspective, your story, your passions.
Yeah.
Those are your superpowers.
Don't lose sight of them.
Love that. Our entrepreneur even challenges that whole find your purpose cliche.
Instead, they talk about creating your purpose.
Yes.
Taking action, trying things out, figuring out what lights you up.
And then building a life around that.
Because ultimately, success isn't one size fits all.
Right.
It's about designing a life that feels meaningful and fulfilling to you.
And that's something worth celebrating.
Yes, to that. So to our listener out there, wherever you are on your 20s journey, remember this. You've got this.
Embrace the uncertainty, stay curious, and never stop learning and growing.
And don't be afraid to reach out for support.
Sometimes just knowing you're not alone in the journey can make all the difference.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful, inspiring, and maybe even a little bit life-changing.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep crushing it.
And we'll catch you on the next deep dive.